On the line from Sweden, please welcome Bass Hunter. Hello there.
Hello there.
So, for those listeners who haven't heard you, tell us what you do and how you got started.
Well, mainly I'm a songwriter and a music producer, and I produce all kinds of electronic music. And, well, I got started, I don't know, I wrote a song called Botanana, and that's about IRC. Bot.
An internet chat bot.
Exactly. So my bot, this Anna, she works as a security guard in my chat channel. It was just a crazy idea that I got when I was in front of the computer, and so I made it. It took me like 6 hours to make this song, and it, you know, exploded on the internet, and it took just a few weeks. Then the phone started to ring from different companies and different persons that wanted to book me and stuff, and so everything happened really, really fast.
And had you been making music for a long time before then?
Well, the first time when I opened a music program was like 5 years ago, so I have been producing more advanced music the last 1.5 years maybe or something, so I'm kind of new in the business, but I've been singing in a band, and I was a lead singer in a rock band, and also was singing in some choirs. I've always been involved in different kinds of music.
Botanana is in Swedish, and it's really unusual for a Swedish song to go as far as it has.
No shit.
What do you think the reason is that it's been so popular?
Well, I can say that, and I've asked that question myself many, many times, but I can say that you don't always have to know what the song is about to sing along with it, as long as you keep it simple. I mean, the tune itself, the melody is very, very catchy.
I've had it in my head going round and round since I first heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your pain. I'm sorry for your pain, man.
We should say your music isn't all about net culture and geeky references and computer gaming. There's a lot of more traditional stuff in there.
Yeah, there is some traditional stuff in there. I mean, like I said, from the beginning, I'm a music producer, and I don't. When I was, you know, Bass Hunter, when I were, you know, produce music in that name, I normally don't do this commercial kind of music. So I have a lot of old listeners to my like hard trance music, non-commercial, of course. And so because I don't want to let them down, because it's actually because of them and thanks to them that I'm sitting here right now and being the person that I am today. So I don't want to let them down, so I always produce the old style plus the new commercial style, and I love to write songs, and I mean, my inspiration and my creativity, as long as I just have a few hours at home in my studio, I'll be sitting there like every second. I'm trying to make everyone as happy as possible.
I've got to say that there's two voices on your songs. There's your singing voice, and then there's this really deep announcer voice that's there as well. Is that you as well?
Yeah, that's me as well.
Okay.
Actually, I'm doing the most of the vocal business. What's to say my past, because of my old style of music production. That's the kind of voice that I used to use. So I'm very happy to be able to both doing the announcement dark vocal like bass, you know what I mean, and also the lead singing and stuff.
So you've got two albums out, you've been doing gigs all over Europe. What's next? Where do you go from here?
Well, I was hoping to go to England. Really, I mean, I actually have my guardians. They live in Wales, in Cardiff, and I also have a couple of friends that lives in Manchester. I've been traveling around Great Britain before, but it was kind of a long time ago, and I would really like to, you know, do some clubbing and just see how the party people in England is, and that would be like awesome.
I'm sure we'd love to have you. Well, thank you very much. We've got your Christmas single here. It's a version of Jingle Bells, not like any other I've ever heard.
Well, it was like, I was listening to these Jingle Bells, and there's like tons of versions on the net. So I was thinking of maybe doing the one and only hard dance version of it. And so they liked it, and that's my Christmas to the people, a Christmas present to the people.
Well, we're going to play it out now. The new album is called LOL, and it's out now for download at basshunter.se. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, Bass Hunter!